Tava, day 28. MC Fontaine here again. Today we've been asked to share our musical dislikes. Well, on the dislike front, one would have to be reggae, unfortunately. Which is weird because I love original ska, and I love funk and P-funk, and I love soul and original R&B from the 60s, that is. But just do not like reggae at all. But that's just a personal thing. I think I had a friend of mine who, for a good 2 or 3 years, used to give me a lift home from work every night. And bless her heart, love her to bits, but she played the worst commercial reggae in the world in her car, bless her. My other pet hate would be something that's not really designed for me anyway, because I'm not a teenage girl, and that's pop music. But I do think that pop music now is just dreadful compared to what came in the past. I mean, there's always been bad pop songs, I suppose, you're looking back in hindsight and going, oh great, oh, that's fantastic, listen to this, listen to that. But I still think, if you weighed it all up in the scales of justice, up to the very early 80s, I think an awful lot of pop music was really good. But now it's just dreadful. If I hear another song with a vocoder on, I think I'll scream. So I'm not going to play a song that drives me up the wall, because that would seem to defeat the fact that I love music. So instead, I'm going to play you a fantastic pop song. And it's Dusty Springfield, Take Another Little Piece of My Heart. It's just a fantastic arrangement. Interesting fact that I didn't realise until a couple of years ago, the musical director for this band was actually John Paul Jones when he was a session musician, who of course later went on to be a bass player in Led Zeppelin. Listen to the bass line on it, it's stunning. And the horn arrangement's just brilliant, back and forth. In fact, the whole thing is fantastic. So enjoy some good pop music.